Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there. My worlds are about to collide. I'm about to walk into the hospital where I work and operate, and I'm going to get the coronavirus vaccine. And we're going to show it live on TV to try and build up some confidence.
That's me on Friday morning, right before I got my first of two shots against COVID-19. As a healthcare worker, I'm at higher risk for contracting the coronavirus, which is why some of the first vaccines were given in hospitals to people like me. While there's been a lot of data about the efficacy of both the Moderna and the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines, I know there's also still a lot of vaccine hesitation, especially in Black and brown communities that have historically had fraught relationships with the medical establishment. I feel very confident about this vaccine, that it is safe and effective for adults across race and ethnicities and gender. I've been in an unusual situation in that I am receiving the vaccine as a healthcare worker, but for the last year, I've been reporting on the development of the vaccine, understanding the initial platforms, watching the clinical trials, interviewing scientists at the FDA, and looking at the data about safety and efficacy. After doing all that, I was confident. And I want you to understand what I know and maybe become as confident as I am. And one of the ways I thought I could get that message across was getting my first shot on camera. On today's bonus episode, I share a moment that I, for one, have been waiting for pretty much all year. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent, and this is Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction.
All right. You ready to do this?
We're ready.
All right. Okay. Mary Catherine's going to come in here and do the jabs. Mary Catherine, thank you, I think, in advance. Now, we are both going to get this shot in our left arm because we are right-handed, so
that's
they do
right.
The non-dominant arm.
My friends know I'm afraid of needles.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't like needles. It's
yourself.
Different when you're driving the needle.
Right.
It's a lot different when you're driving the needle.
That's me and my friend, Dr. Valerie Montgomery Rice. She's the dean of Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, and we are about to get our shots at Grady Memorial, the teaching hospital for Emory and Morehouse Medical Schools. It's where I perform neurosurgery and see patients during the week. It's sort of my day job. Like a lot of hospitals around the nation, Grady started vaccinating its staff as soon as the Pfizer vaccine became available. George Williams, the chief anesthetist, was first in line. For almost a year, the pandemic has made everything we do with our patients and our coworkers potentially that much more dangerous. Getting the shot now does give us some peace of mind. It felt like a moment I wanted to spotlight for all of you who've been listening to me talking about the vaccine, among other things, on this podcast for the last 9 months.
You ready?
I am ready.
All right,
Catherine, thank you. I, by the way, as a surgeon, I'm also a little bit afraid of needles.
Yeah, and that's scary, yeah. You're not wincing at all.
Is it in?
It's done.
It's done.
That's
you are really good.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Thank you very much.
Ooh. Anytime.
All
do you
right.
get thanked a lot for jabbing
I
somebody?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mary Catherine.
You're welcome.
There's no doubt about it. I'm pretty excited that this vaccine is finally here, and it is worth celebrating. Next week, a second vaccine from Moderna that promises similar protection is also expected to roll out. To have both of these vaccines arrive during the holiday season, that's truly a gift.
It was a mundane sort of thing to get a shot. I mean, people have seen this so many times, but I got to tell you, I didn't know exactly what to expect. That felt very significant.
Yeah, very significant.
I am totally comfortable taking it. I feel it's important to say you are comfortable taking it.
there is a reason why people are I don't want to minimize people's hesitations,
exactly.
Especially when it comes to Black Americans.
Right.
The history of medical science and medical experimentation, I think a word I can use, has really fostered some of this, right?
Yes, but what we know that's different now, you all, is that there are Black scientists in the room where decisions are being made. There are Black scientists who are in the development of the vaccine. There are Black scientists who are on the FDA advisory panel. There are Black scientists on the CDC advisory boards. And then there are people like me who are looking at the data, helping to interpret it. And so we clearly are not going to go against ourselves, right? Because we understand how critical this is for Black America and Latinx America, who has been disproportionately impacted by the virus. I would not actually recommend anything if I did not believe it was safe.
Like Dr. Montgomery Rice, I wouldn't recommend anything to you that I thought was unsafe. And that's why getting the vaccine felt like history, like a moment of scientific achievement to demonstrate that it is safe and effective. In a few weeks, I'll come back to get my second shot. Taking the two shots combined means that I should be 95% less likely to get sick with COVID-19 than someone who hasn't been vaccinated. Now, in the meantime, and even after the second shot, I'm going to continue practicing the basics, what Dr. Montgomery Rice calls the three W's: washing my hands, wearing a mask, watching my distance. It's wonderful to have a mitigation tool like the vaccine, but the behavior we know makes a difference right now is even more important. This behavior now, in combination with taking the vaccine, will decrease deaths and hospitalizations. It's something we've all been trying to achieve almost this entire year. We'll be back Monday. Thanks for listening.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.